No, we're still too young.
Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Sohiniwa, highlighting artists and their music. I'm your host, Sohiniwa, and I hope you all are having a nice evening. But before we get started, for you artists out there that would like to get your music submitted on the Anthony L. Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelenc.com.
We have a new show segment on the IL Radio Show called Poetry Jam, coming April 19, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with hosts Trinity and Chris. Now, for everyone out there, my featured guest for this evening is Elias Quala. Elias, are you here?
I'm here. Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. So
good.
I know that you have started rap
journey. Yeah.
Thank you. This rap journey of yours. Excuse me. And I'm just wondering, how long have you been doing it?
So, I mean, in all honesty, you know, I've pretty much been listening to all kinds of music my whole life. And rap music was just one of the genres that I just really connected with, you know. And I've been listening to it ever since I was really young. And I didn't start actually writing raps until my like senior year in high school. So that was 2014, when I actually started, you know, writing stuff myself. And obviously, you know, it wasn't anything serious at that time. It was just for fun. I liked doing it, you know what I mean? But I didn't start actually releasing music and, you know, making it like kind of like my main focus until, I literally first did it last April 2021. Was when I released my first song and then decided, you know what, I really love writing music. This is what I love to do. You know, I love rap music. I love pop music. And I want to create, I just kind of wanted to create my own spin on it, you know, and do my own thing, but make music that I love to listen to as well. So that's kind of when I started releasing through a distributor officially, you know, music was April 2021. My first, single Stay was released. But like I said, I've been writing music for a while. So it's always something that I've liked to do.
So was this something that as a young age, when you first heard music, was there a certain person or a certain group that you followed that, you know, inspired you?
Yeah. So, in terms of just, like, music in general or hip-hop specifically?
Well, music in general to begin with.
Yeah, okay. So, really, when I was, 5 years old, I remember, you know, just hearing so many different types of music. My dad, he's actually, like, a really he's a musician, too, but he's also a really avid music listener. Like, you know, there's those people that just love listening to all kinds of music. So there was always literally any genre you can pretty much imagine, except for country music, was playing at my house when I was little. So I heard all kinds of different music. And when I was really little, the one that stuck out to me the most that I liked at first was classical music. So I would listen to that a lot, you know, and I actually would listen to different songs and I'd hear the melodies and I would actually learn how to play them back by ear. And that's how I first learned how to play any kind of music, was just like hearing stuff and then trying to mimic that on the piano. We had like a little keyboard in my basement when I was little. And then my parents finally got reeds for me for my mom's old clarinet. And then I would do the same thing on the clarinet. You know, I'd play melodies back on my clarinet. And not just classical music either, just any song that I'd hear, I would try to, you know, play it back. And that's how I first learned, like I said, I first started learning music. And then, you know, I went from there to whenever it was fifth grade, you join band, right? If you want to do anything with music. So I joined band, basically stuck with the classical music route for a long time, played trumpet for 2 years, and then middle school I switched to bassoon, and I played bassoon for like many years, like 10 years, and I ended up doing my undergrad in college in bassoon. All the while, you know, I was studying all this, taking all these lessons and learning, you know, classical music. I was still listening to other music, and I found myself always listening to other kinds of music, mainly hip-hop and pop music. But I kind of just stuck with the discipline of classical music for such a long time because, you know, I did like playing and, you know, I was already in it for so long. And then for my master's, I got my undergrad and my master's at Youngstown State University. And it's a really great music school for anyone who wants to, you know, pursue the music performance or music education track in classical music, also in jazz too. They got all kinds of things there. And then I ended up doing my master's in clarinet. And I switched to clarinet because I always liked clarinet better. And, you know, it was my – I played it too, you know, at a young age as well. So I felt a little more connected to it in that way as well. So I switched to clarinet for my master's. And then after I graduated with my master's, you know, the last 3 months of my master's were in quarantine because of COVID, right? It was 2020. So, like, literally, okay. You know, so the last, like, couple months of my master's degree was in quarantine. And then after I graduated, I started taking, you know, some lessons with Ron Samuels. He's the second chair clarinetist of the Pittsburgh Symphony. And, you know, I thought that I wanted to just do, you know, that and try to be a symphony musician. But it got to the point where, you know, all you had to do really was just practice excerpts and the same excerpts over and over again. And I just felt like that seemed boring. I didn't want to sit in my room all the time and just practice excerpts to hopefully win an audition. It just seemed tedious and not fun to me. So I, you know, during that time I was like, you know what, I was still, you know, obviously, like I said, all throughout high school and all throughout college, I was writing music still. And that was kind of like my creative outlet for, like, you know, after the school day or whatever. And I just really loved doing it. And I loved writing, and creating my own songs. It felt, you know, it's a personal thing. And, after a couple months of those lessons, I stopped taking them and, you know, I started recording a little bit more in my basement. And I was like, you know, I just really love doing this. I love recording music. I love creating something different, you know, and that's kind of, you know, I guess you can say being in quarantine kind of brought that confidence out in me, you know, because I was always afraid to share my music with other people because, you know, everyone has such strong opinions about music, whether it's good or not, right? Even though music is very subjective. So, you know, someone can love something and another person can hate something. So there's no, like, right or wrong, I guess, you know what I mean, in music, but it was still something that was, like, personal to me, and it was hard for me to share that. But then I guess quarantine brought that out in me, and I just felt like, you know what, no, I want to share my music with other people. So that's kind of like a short summary of my music journey and how I came to, you know, being an artist, you know, rapping and singing and everything like that. And in terms of, like, artists, because I know you asked about specific artists that, you know, inspired me to. The first rapper that I really got into early on, I was like 11 or 12, was Kanye West. I just really liked his music. I thought it was different. You know, I thought that he sounded different. You know, his music was creative. It was unique. I liked his point of view, you know, and I just really resonated with it. And then I actually, after listening to him for, you know, a couple of years, I ended up finding Nicki Minaj before she like blew up, before she got famous. And then she kind of like sold me actually on hip hop and rap music. And the reason why is because she has a really unique voice, a really unique sound. She doesn't sound like no one else. And, you know, she brought something different to rap music that I'd never heard before. It was like not just rapping, you know, in bars and stuff like that. It was also like theatrical, and she had like different, like almost like characters in her music, and, you know, and like, and it just sounded, it was just really interesting to me. And I'd never heard anybody rap like that before, you know? So it just seemed really creative, and it intrigued me. And then I've been a fan of her ever since, actually. So I would say she's my favorite for sure. But there's also other rap artists too that I haven't even mentioned that also, you know, kind of inspired me and, you know, made me love hip hop music. So yeah.
So Nicki was the one that tilted that cup for you.
Yes. Yeah. At first, like I said, it was Kanye, and I was listening to Lil Wayne a lot too, and I really liked him. I thought that he was really different and unique too. But there was just something, I don't know, there was just something about Nicki that just really intrigued me, you know?
So you were in college, if I'm understanding correctly, when the switch from classical to hip-hop came into play. Or were you out of college at that time?
Oh, so you mean like in terms of like my focus?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I did kind of like lump all this together, and it's like a really long story. But yeah, it was after I graduated. After I graduated with my master's, I recorded a few songs, actually. I do most of my recording in my basement. I have, you know, a studio down here. But I recorded a few songs, and there was one song, the one song Stay, you know, it took me literally, I'm not kidding you, like 3 months, I think, of just letting that song sit. And then I finally released it. Well, let's see. I actually recorded and wrote the song Stay in December. And then I didn't, in December 2020. And then I did not release it until April 2021. That's how long it took me to be like, you know what, no, I'm going to just go for this and do it. Because it was that whole, like, you know, I'm afraid to share that part of myself, because I was always afraid of what people would think and what they would say. And then I kind of just got over that and said, you know what, I don't care what people think. I want to do music. I like making music. I like writing music. So.
All right. Then what would you say sets you apart from other rappers,
mm-hmm.
and what makes you unique?
So I believe that there's a lot of things, actually, is that my voice is different. I don't really sound like anyone else. You know, of course I have my influences, and you can definitely hear my influences in my music, you know, in terms of the way I sound, but I still feel like I definitely have a unique sound. So, you know, I'm not trying to mimic anyone's voice. I'm just, it's my voice, you know? So when you hear me, you know it's me. You know what I mean? So I think that that's definitely something that's unique. I definitely try to create unique sound in music in general, just like the music behind the rap and singing, you know, the beats, you know, so to speak. I either make my own, or I use other producers' beats that I find unique. Like if I hear a producer's beat that I think is different, you know, and I like to work with other producers too, because I think it's a good way to network, you know. But I always try to find different sounds, you know, that I've never heard before. I don't try to like bite off another sound. You know what I mean? I just stick with what I like and what I like to do and what I think sounds good. And then I just go with it. So I think that also sets me apart. And the topics of my music, you know, like the themes of my songs, they're always different. They're not like a typical, not like a typical rap or pop song, what you would hear. It's always definitely, you know, I always try to like talk about, you know, different topics, the topics that are, you know, more personal to me. So yeah, I think that those are just some of the things that kind of, you know, set me apart from other rappers.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do now is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play one of your songs.
All right.
So the song I'm going to play is Frostbite,
mm-hmm.
which, if I'm correct, came out in January of this year.
Yep. It dropped in January. Yep, 2022. That's
okay.
Right.
So
and the day it dropped, there was a snowstorm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was like literally the day Frostbite dropped, it was like one of the biggest snowstorms of this year in Western PA.
All right, so let's do this. Let's go ahead and play it. This is Frostbite by Elijah, and I hope you all enjoy.
Race against time on this ice track. Frostbite on my neck, yeah, I want my ice back. Track trip stiff, got the COVID sneeze. Yeah, brain PTS just like my patience. I'm running down the hill and it's 5-11. I'm on fire, I go, can't see below. But you can't die some without saying hello. Chicken's back, y'all can be what if I love. Maybe I'm going insane just a little bit. Maybe I'm missing my childhood, juveniles, hip, putting the shit. Maybe it's innocence that I want in my heart, cause I swear it'd be colder in here than the frosty man. Ice break, I'm in the ice ticket, cause I rewrote ice cap down. I'm the ice maker. Why people so ice with this? We do what I like, now they wanna diss me, trying to fight my happiness away. But it's okay, I'll remain the same thing. I'm trying to press your cheek, cause I ain't gonna give in to your icy feelings. That jealousy, yeah, I said it's sleep. She called Jack Frost, it ain't happening.
I'm not slow it down just a little bit. Cause I think I lost your ear in that first bit. Before I be spitting just like Gandalf, got him at my side, trying to bite my hand off.
Now I'ma hand off that flow in exchange for something different. Not better, call me the exchange. Didn't get that reference, that's okay. I'm not gonna change, cause I'm icy popsicle. Got the frostbite on my brain.
So ice human this me, do what I like, now they wanna diss me. Tryna fight my happiness away. But it's okay, I'll remain the same thing. I ain't trying to press your cheek, cause I ain't gonna give in to your icy feelings. That jealousy, yeah, I said it's sleep. She called Jack Frost, it ain't happening.
That was Frostbite by Elijah. What inspired you to write that song?
So it's kind of like a wild ride for like 1 minute and 40 seconds. But I actually wrote Frostbite in August. So in the summer, you know, of 2022, but in August. And it was just like, August was a crazy month for me. My whole family got COVID and my dad actually ended up getting it really bad and he was in the hospital for a while and he almost died. So like there was just like a lot going on and I think like some of the craziness in that track was coming out just in the fact that I was really stressed out and just really worried, you know, and then there was just some people also too in my life that I just felt like were being, you know, like really cold with me. And, you know, some people that I thought would, you know, be happy for me that I was doing something that I loved and that I was, you know, creating music, but instead they were, you know, not so happy about it, so to say. So it was just all those, like, emotions and just, like, everything kind of just going on in my head. And I'm just like, you know, that's the whole thing about, like, frostbite, you know, why are people so icy with me? They didn't want it, like, now they want it this week. Like, just, like, I kind of went with, like, the whole frostbite aspect. And also, I do want to say something about the music to this track. It was co-produced by myself and another friend and artist, a friend of mine, Jalon Tyler. He's also a rapper and a producer. He's great. But we, you know, I produced it and then I sent it to him and he added some stuff, made some changes, and he made it, you know, he made it really pop. He made it sound great. And the music is actually adapted from a Sonic the Hedgehog level called Ice Capzone. And Sonic is always a game that I really liked growing up. I always loved the music to that level. So that's kind of like the music, that's the music behind it. And then the level is an ice theme level. So there goes, that's where frostbite comes in. And then, you know, if people are acting cold towards you, you know, that it's kind of like a play on, you know, cold, it's cold outside, frostbite. But then also people acting cold towards you in terms of just, how they're acting, you know what I mean? And then also I spelled bite with a Y, B-Y-T-E. So a bite, right, is like a binary code with 8 digits. And each phrase in that song is 8 bars, okay? Mm-hmm. But so I wanted to spell it with B-Y-T-E to kind of show, like, you know, the binary code, whatever, kind of reminded me of video games because there's code in video games. And then, where was I going with this? Oh, but the last phrase at the second verse, whenever I start saying the word rings, like, really crazy, you know, like, screaming it, that phrase, that verse has 10 bars in it. So it's kind of like the bite broke from its normal 8-bar phrase, 8-bar, 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 and it's like a 10-bar phrase, and it's, like, freaking out. It doesn't know what to do. So that's kind of, like, that's the reason why I spelled frostbite that way. But, yeah, basically the song is kind of just, like, addressing the haters down to it. Yeah.
Now, when writing your music, how do you know when to add characters or voices to complete your song?
You know, that just kind of comes naturally, actually. I listen to the beat, I write the music, I listen to what I wrote, and then I just kind of go with the sound that I think fits the music. And then same thing, if I hear another producer's beat, I do the same thing. I kind of make the voice that I think fits the music. And then the personas, the alter egos, are kind of like the whole vibe around it, you know? Each persona can change voice is not, each persona is not limited to one voice, each alter ego, but, like, they can change voices within the song, but it's all about, like, the, kind of, like, the vibe of the song and, like, how the persona is. So, for example, Frostbite is my kind of, like, crazy persona, Rooster Ben, and I like to call the haters chickens and the followers hens. So it's, like, the whole, like, chicken thing and all that, like, roosters, chickens, hens. And I know that sounds crazy, but almost all my personas are named after animals, but they're not necessarily that I'm being the animal, because I don't, it's not about that. It's just more about just, like, the feel of it, and I think that animal names are funny. So it's kind of like a comedic aspect to it, but then also it's like an overall just feeling. So basically, I just kind of go with however the song sounds to me, and then I pick the voice that I think fits the song. And sometimes it takes me forever, actually, to get a take of a recording, because I'm like, I didn't like the way my voice sounded. I didn't like the voice that I used there, so then I try to switch it up and then just find that right voice for that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when producing your music, do you produce your own music?
I do a little bit of both. I produce, I have 6 tracks that I've produced, and then the remaining, I think at this point, 5, other producers, I worked with other producers. And like I said, I think working with other producers is a great way to kind of network with people, you know, and maybe if the producer likes the song that you wrote over their beat, then they'll probably be more likely to promote it on, you know, their social media and stuff like that. So it's like a outreach thing. And also, if I really like a producer's music, I'm going to want to use it because I like the music too, you know?
That's
so it just depends. Yeah.
Okay. The voices and the characters, what made you first decide to incorporate that into your music?
Well, you know, Nicki Minaj has a lot of different alter egos that she does. And, you know, I actually never originally, whenever I first started writing music, I never had that in there. But it kind of just happened naturally, actually. Like, even though, you know, I know that Nicki is one of my biggest influences for rap. And, you know, and she does that too. But I actually didn't do the alter ego thing because she does it. It just happened naturally. And it kind of helped me know how to perform a specific song. Because if I hear a beat and I think, like, for example, Koala King, the track Koala King, that's also the name of the alter ego, Koala King. When I heard that beat, I was like, you know, I was like, all right, like, which alter ego would fit best? And then if I think, okay, Koala King would fit best with this beat because of, you know, the type of alter ego that he is, then that helps me get in that zone and get in the zone basically for that track, and helps me write it and everything. And so it also helps me with like the lyrics that I'll use and stuff like that. And so it honestly just happened. It kind of just happened naturally. It was just a way for me to kind of express myself in different ways, and so I can compartmentalize when I'm using which alter ego with which song.
Okay. So when it comes to your music, do you have other talents besides rapping? We know about you playing certain instruments. Is there anything else?
Well, let's see. I also sing too. You know, I sing, and like I mentioned, I play multiple woodwind instruments. I also can play piano. I can, like I said, I can produce music too. Trying to think what else, if there's anything else. I can do a little bit of engineering. I'm not really great at it. You know, that's why I've been having other engineers work on my tracks, because they make it sound so much cleaner. but I'm that's something that I'm still working on myself as well. It's not my strong suit. I would say, yeah, rapping, singing, playing instruments, instrumentalist, producer, kind of engineer. I would not let anybody send me their track and me engineer it. I would tell them to probably go to someone else. But like I said, I'm still new at that. I'm definitely very new at that. So it's a learning process. But yeah. I mean, music's been has been a part of me my entire life. You know, it's been my life. Literally my whole life. So, yeah.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and play your new track right now. So, this track came out this month in March, and this is Love is Slow.
Yes.
Hope you all enjoy.
Lost mind. Let's go. Was making wishes.
losing ties, ain't her priority, nah. She ain't about materialistic things, no Madonna. Her hair slightly curly, I ain't talking about that little girl Shirley. She would hit me up if I said be mine now, like I'm in a hurry. But my love's so sorry that I can't help that since you got a new man. Like I ain't about that, stepping in the back, man, I rip her back just so hard. How much you love her, where did you put her at?
Girl, I swear this line is perfect. You're so unique, your heart is beautiful. I should have known.
Every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
And that was Elias in Love is Slow. Now, I do have something I was curious about. The singer on the song with you? Who is that?
Yeah, that's actually my sister. Her artist name is Malaysia. So when I wrote the song, I found the beat on BeatStars, actually, but from a producer that I know, that I knew before I found the beat. Her name's Lost Mind. She's a female producer from Sweden, and her music is great. She also is an artist too, and an engineer. She does amazing work, and she, for her artist stuff, she makes lo-fi beats. So she does that kind of thing for her artist stuff. But anyway, I found that beat, wrote to it, and you know, it's in D major, and that point, like where the hook was sitting in my voice, the top note of the hook, you know, like the now you found someone else, I gotta face it, the face it, that top note is an F sharp, and whenever I sing it up an octave, it's like in the breaking point in my voice, so I was like, man, I need a female vocalist to sing this for me, it's too high to just sing normal, and that's like a really normal range, you know, for a female vocalist, and I was like, wait, I didn't even think, my sister sings, she's also an artist on Spotify, I'm like, you know, let me just ask her to, you know, collab with me. So that's kind of how that happened. I think she did a great job. So I was really happy with how it turned out.
Okay. So bring sister on it too. I like that.
Yeah. We got a little sibling collab. Yeah.
Regarding your music, did the pandemic cause you to make any major adjustments to your workflow?
To my, did you say workflow?
Yeah, to the way you went about either recording or in the studio or promoting. Did that change in any way during the pandemic?
Honestly, no. During the pandemic, I like to say I thrived. So So like I didn't, you know, I did not stop anything. I didn't feel discouraged. I actually used the pandemic as an opportunity to really just figure things out and buckle down and say, hey, you know, this is what I want to do. Let me figure this out and, you know, do the things that I need to do to become an artist. So it actually, because I know, you know, everyone has been affected very differently from the pandemic and everyone's experience is, you know, different throughout that time. But for me, it actually ended up being a really positive thing. So I am definitely very grateful and blessed for that.
Okay. The big news of this week is what happened on the Oscars. How do you feel what happened between Will and Chris Rock?
I don't know. I really feel like I know it's comedy, you know, and Chris Rock is a comedian, but I really don't like when people make fun of other people for things that they can't help, you know, like his wife has alopecia, you know, she can't, that's something that she was born with, right? Like she can't help that. So I just personally, I don't like making fun of people at all for any, you know, for anything actually, you know, I just don't like that. So that's kind of how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now because him being an actor, he
right.
got people supporting him from that side. But I was also wondering from the musical side, because he is an artist.
True.
What the music
yeah,
artist.
Yeah, that is
so.
True. I didn't even think of that. That's true. I'm not saying he should have slapped him in the face or not. I don't know. I think that, you know, but it's kind of tricky, right? It's kind of like, I don't know, but I just don't like making fun of people and I don't like hurting people's feelings and, you know, over something that they, you know.
No, I feel the same way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I think Will Smith did the right thing or not. I just don't know. I really, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't thought about it much yet either. So I'll have to maybe do more thinking on it too. I have no idea.
Okay. When it comes to your music, when you're at home relaxing, what type of music do you listen to, and what other things do you like to do?
So, I honestly, the music that I listen to the most is rap music. My entire life, I've always liked it the best. It's always been the music that I like to listen to the best. I also like listening to pop music. I also like listening to classical music. Another genre of music that I like to listen to that I think gets overlooked actually is video game music. I really, really love video game music. I think there's a lot of really talented video game composers and they make great music just for video game levels. And I think it's so cool. And I love, listening to, you know, each different track and, you know, the environment that's behind it and like kind of picturing how the composer used different sounds to kind of capture that, you know, that are the essence of that environment. I think that's really cool. Other music that I like to listen to, and honestly, I like all kinds of music. Like, you know, I like Greek music a lot. I like to listen to all different kinds of music. And other things I like to do, well, I like to also play video games. I enjoy learning languages. I think that's also really fun to do. But I will say the majority of my time is spent either doing something for my music, thinking about my music, writing music, thinking about what the next thing I'm going to do is, you know, the next step or whatever. I would say that's what I definitely dedicate most of my energy and time to. But, yeah, relaxing time, I would say. I enjoy, you know, those other things too, like video games. Something that's, you know, mindless, kind of just take my mind off things.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is we're going to do another song.
All right.
And this is Quality by Elijah. Enjoy.
My thoughts are being checked lean when I'm writing them. Intelligent, cause they're crazy, I'm unreal. I don't play around, I don't play around. When I'm rapping on the beat, I don't play around. Even if I can fiend, I ain't playing around. Quality King looking sleek like you play around. But this is playground, I don't play around. When I'm rapping on the beat, I don't play around. Even if I can fiend, I ain't playing around. Quality King looking sleek like you play around. But this is playground, I don't play around. Quality King at the top. Crackhead energy, no rock. But I rock, I'm solely grounded on the rock. The brain too small to understand the rhyming scheme.
Pull up to that scene and my quality king bling. Paying for that promo and my music investing. Asking my opinion like they need my blessing.
Yeah, I'm scrolling deep, drive. Blast me on your speakers. Insomnia sleep night. Eucalyptus eat that. Quality king, I'm raining. Flow so drip, it's raining. Sit there how it tastes. Quick like lightning raining.
When I'm rapping on the beat, I don't play around. Even if I can fiend, I ain't play around. Quality King looking sleek like he play around. But this is playground, I don't play around. When I'm rapping on the beat, I don't play around. Even if I can fiend, I ain't play around. Quality King looking sleek like he play around. But this is playground, I don't play around.
Yeah, my body clean, got no ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Staying lean, but I don't smoke, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Yeah, my lungs breathe, got no ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Crazy like that line, yeah, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Like a vase, but quality King see through it. Salad, I toss it, no dressing cue. Got those cheap pants on the red lines, I see through it. Acting opaque, being transparent, I see through it.
Got producers in my DMs, begging me to buy the beats. Yeah, but I only rap with beats that make your sneakers tap like what's that? Certain have graduated high school, cause I think I feel the keystone principle. Thought I was selling dope, but this beat from J-Boy.
Yeah, I'm on a diet, I sometimes keep quiet. Never catch me crying, I ain't sad, I'm vibrant. Yeah, I'm out wearing bunches. Oompa Loompa shortness. Willy Wonka Boston.
Slow and smooth like chocolate.
My drama, I ain't playing around. Acting like you like me, but you fake. Why you stay around? Wondering why your loved ones, it seems they proud. Even they see you bring a masquerade playing around. I don't play around, I don't play around.
I'll change my voice now, I ain't going down. But like a playground, I'm staying sitting down.
Wordplay, what? We playing around? I don't play around, I don't play around. Intelligent, got that green down, but I'm proud. My thoughts are big, I lean when I'm writing down. I don't play around, I don't play around.
And that was Quality by Elias. What was your concept behind that song?
So, honestly, like, my main thing I wanted to show was just my ability to be able to write bars that make you think, you know, not just, like, what am I saying, what am I, you know, the story that I'm portraying, but also, like, in terms of rhyming schemes, you know, and just making people think about what I'm saying, basically, was like kind of the whole premise behind it. You know, I added references in there about like got the greasy on why I'm proud, being, you know, graduating from YSU. And their kind of like their motto is why and proud. And one of the producers, this track was made by two producers, J-Boy and Isotope Beats. J-Boy, he's from Youngstown originally. So I thought that was kind of cool to add that in there. Not only did I go to Youngstown State University, J-Boy's also from Youngstown. He's one of the producers of the track. So there's just different references in there about just different things. And just like I kind of just wanted to show that like I can rap, you know, and I can create a rap song that, you know, is good in terms of not just like flow and typical rhyming, but there's also like, you know, double entendres in there, different rhyming schemes, not just like a normal like rhyming different word with a different word. Sometimes I like to rhyme words that are technically like the same word, but they don't mean the same thing in the context. So like when I say like at the beginning, Quale King at the top, Cracket Energy No Rock. Okay, so Cracket Energy No Rock. I'm a kind of a crazy person, so I got that like natural. Some people call it Crackhead Energy, but no rock, like not actually like crack rock. Like, you know, I've never done that before. So, and then
got it.
Ain't playing guitars, but I rock. So like, yeah, okay. The word rock is sounds the same, but like whenever you're saying you rock, like I ain't playing guitars, but I rock. Like that means something different. And then I'm solid, grounded on the rock. So like how in the Bible it references Christ is the solid rock. So each time I say rock, it means something different. So there's rhymes like that in there. You know what I mean? It's not always just like a normal rhyming a different word with a different word. I kind of wanted to add in a bunch of, you know, anything that I could that kind of, you know, exemplifies a good rap song and, you know, good bars. And I also wanted it to be different too, you know, so like the whole thing with the Quali King is that like, he's kind of like my, I'm a boss persona. I'm like confident, you know, cause confidence in myself was always something that I struggled with. But now that I'm making my own music, I just feel more confident about myself. So he's kind of like my breakout persona, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. And then to talk a little bit about Love is Slow really quickly, not too much, but the Love is Slow persona is just my artist name, Elias Quala. You know, kind of like the that Love is Slow is kind of very strictly Elias Quala. In terms of the percentage, it's just the, you know, that whole vibe. So, yeah.
All right. Now, before I go any further, I do want to say for all you artists out there that are wanting to get your music submitted to the Infinite L Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
And Elijah, I want to thank you for being on the show with me this evening.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Is there any shout-outs you would like to do before you leave?
Yeah, actually, I would like to shout out my team. So I one thing that I didn't get to mention, because I did talk a lot, I am part of kind of like a rap team, actually, like a group of producers, artists, engineers, and everything. So I want to shout out Flood Season. My team Flood Season, that's Il Melly, artist, producer, and engineer, Nick, artist, engineer, Sorrow, engineer, producer, J-Boy, engineer, producer, and artist, and Isodope, engineer, producer, and that's kind of like my team. We're going to be getting some merch soon, you know, hopefully by the summer we'll have some shirts and stuff like that with our logo. We got a logo and everything, and the whole motto behind Flood Season is kind of like, you know, it's, you know, we're flooding them with tracks, we're flooding them with music and content, and we keep it pushing. So, you know, we have content, all of us are, you know, dropping content, dropping songs left and right. We're keeping consistent, keeping our presence on social media, trying to grow as, you know, individuals, and then also as a team together too. So Just want to shout out Flood Season.
All right.
And well, obviously me too, know, Elias Koala. I'm part of Flood Season as well. Yeah.
All right, Elias. Well, I want to say you have a good night.
You too.
And
thank
it was
you.
Good to have you on. Good night.
Thank you. It was great being here. Good night. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Now, I want to let you guys know to please check out IL Radio Music Showcase on April the 2nd, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And while you're at it, please check out our affiliate, Rhythm and Views, which airs every Friday on YouTube at www.youtube.com/rhythmandviews. My next show will be April 7th, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My featured guest will be Ali Angel. So we're getting close to that time. So I want to wish you all a good evening and have a nice night. Good night.